Oh, we're living in a different culture than we were 20 years ago. Things are changing rapidly. Israel is almost to a position where it's standing by itself. America used to be its great ally. Matthew 24. Jesus, the great prophet, the great priest, the great king, spoke these words as a warning. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man might come. Is coming. He'll let you know ahead of time. At an hour you do not expect. I began a series of messages last week on Are You Ready? I don't know how many there's going to be, but there'll be a few more. Maybe we'll keep preaching it till He comes. The question is, are we ready for the events that are taking place? The 24th and the 25th chapter of Matthew records the promise of Christ's prophecy concerning His return and the end of the age. As I said last Sunday, these words, this discourse that Jesus gave is known as the Olivet Discourse. He and the disciples came out of the temple in Jerusalem, made their way out the eastern gate and up the Mount of Olives, and standing there, looking back at this splendor of the Herodian temple, beautiful, magnificent temple, Jesus makes some startling statements to His disciples. They're taking it all in and saying, look how beautiful it is. And Jesus says, the day's coming when this temple and Jerusalem will be all torn down. So much so till you can run a plow over the ground. We saw in the message last Sunday that in 70 AD, Titus, the Roman general, fulfilled that prophecy of Jesus. Still in the generation of the disciples, they were alive when it happened. They saw the fulfillment of the prophecy of Jesus. Now they came to Him there on the Mount of Olives, privately, just them. And they said to Him, tell us, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Two questions there, very important. Well, three, when will these things be? What's the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? We recognized last Sunday that Jesus steered them away from any timetable. And in these messages, Are You Ready?, we're not going to be trying to tell you that on October the 3rd, 2016, the Lord's coming. No. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. So Jesus steered away from any timetable, just gave to them some signs that would point the way toward the end of the world and His coming. We recognize that Christ's coming, the parousia, His personal and visible appearance will have come in two stages. There'll be two appearances. The first is the rapture of the church, which is described to us by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Thessalonican Christians, wherein he said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder those which are asleep. For the Lord himself," we went over that last Sunday, "the Lord himself, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, will come. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel." And we heard the trump. Wasn't the trump of God last week, but we heard the trumpet. Amen? Amen. The sounding of the trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, we got over part of that description of the rapture last Sunday. Some of it we didn't touch on. And I want to continue that theme. I want you to notice there in the 13th verse that Jesus said, "Even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Dead saints. You go back the hallway here in the church, and on the left-hand side you'll see that board where all of our members who are already with Jesus, we have their pictures up there and their dates up there. We stop by and we remember them. We think about them. Well, I'm telling you what Jesus said on this occasion, what Paul said to describe what Jesus prophesied is going to come to pass. Those saints of God, from the time of Adam and Eve, clear on down until the rapture takes place, will come out of the ground. They will return with Christ. Now that's an amazing statement. They're coming back with Christ. So if those who have died believing in Christ are coming back with Jesus at the time of the rapture, that means that only the earthly body dies. The rest of us, that is the soul and the spirit, go to be with Jesus. Now, I want you to notice that that doesn't mean we're like hazy spirits floating around like ghosts somewhere out in the atmosphere and out in the presence of God. Do you remember the story that Jesus told about Lazarus and the rich man? The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, and what did he see? He saw Lazarus. Whoa. Lazarus is dead. There he is, though, in heaven. He saw him in heaven. He could actually visualize. Now, there's another whole message. Those that are not prepared to meet the Lord, those that don't make heaven, those that die without Christ and end up in hell, will be able to look over into heaven and see their loved ones who are in heaven. I don't want that experience. How about you? I want to be ready. Amen. Amen. So that means that then there is a new body that is waiting for us immediately after death. The Apostle Paul addressed that situation again in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, "For we know that when this earthly tent that we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave the earthly body, we have a house in heaven, amen, an eternal body made for us by God Himself that is not made with human hands." Oh, hallelujah. We he goes on to say, we grow weary in our present body. Somebody came in this morning and said, "I'm still tired." How many of I heard Brother Peel say this morning, "Brother Donnie, I don't know about you." He was talking for you, included you in it. "You guys used to work together and carry shingles up a ladder on the roof." "Well, I'm 70, I can still do it." He said he couldn't. I guess next Sunday we'll get us a ladder and put out here and bundle shingles and see who. Oh, motorcycle accident. All right, that's understandable. I'll accept that for now. With these present bodies that we're in, we're going to put them off like we put off clothing. And we're going to put on heavenly bodies. You get up in the morning and you start to stretch and you can't quite get it all straightened out right away. You go to the doctor and say, "I've got a pain here." And he said, "Well, I've got a pill for your pain." Think about it. One of these days we're going to lay this body down. Somebody say, "Praise the Lord." This old body. Oh my, I've stood by many of our saints, as we mentioned, that our pictures are on the wall out there. I've stood by them. I've been by their bedside when they drew that last breath. I watched them struggle in the last hours of their life, trying to get their breath, and watch the body as it started to close down. And I shook my head and I said, "Oh Lord, help them. Be with them. Walk with them." They were laying down their old earthly body, but they were about to pick up a brand new one, not made with the hands of man, eternal in the heavens. So Paul went on to say that if we are absent from this body, we are present with the Lord. Hallelujah. So if we are absent from the Lord, then we are present here. How many have ever said in the morning when you get up, "Oh Lord, take me home today"?
Hallelujah.
Only Brother Louis? You know that commercial, or that old story that's told about the old brother. He was a praying, and every night he got down in his little cabin along the road to pray. He said, "Oh Lord, please come take me home. I'm tired of living in this whole world. Lord, please come and take me home." Some of the ornery fellows from the community was walking down the road one evening and heard him praying. And one of them went up to the door. "Who's there?" "This is the Lord. I've come to take you home." "Oh, I say, he's not here tonight." He wasn't quite as ready to go as what he thought he was. So you get the picture. When Jesus comes with the shout, with the trump of God, and he's bringing with him all of the saints of God that have received their brand new bodies. And then did you hear what Jesus said to the apostles? "When that trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ shall rise first." That means that all of those that are buried in the ground, buried at sea, regardless of where the molecules of their body went to after they died, some have been dead for thousands of years, yet somehow, some way, in that moment, with that military command by the Lord Jesus, those saints who come with him from glory are going to leave the clouds beside Jesus, come down to this earth, re-enter a brand new body, and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And guess who's going along? We who are alive and remaining. Praise the Lord. On that day, oh hallelujah, on that day, in that moment, you may have gotten up that morning and had to take 2 Motrin. But I'm telling you what, when that trumpet sounds, your body's going to be transformed into a brand new body that is eternal. Hallelujah! And you'll rise, said the apostle, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall you ever be with the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. So you better be careful praying that prayer, Lord, I'm tired of living in this world. He's liable to take you up. You heard about the old cowboy that went to church, sat down in the back row, and the saints were testifying, and they were getting up one at a time, said, I'm tired of living in it. I wish the Lord would come. I want to go to heaven. I want to be with the Lord. And after many of them stood up and said, I want to be with the Lord, the old cowboy stood up and kind of threw his coat back. He had 2 six loaders on his hips. And he said, the first one that wants to go, stand up. It's going to happen, saints. It's going to happen. Jesus said it. Just like he said the temple would be destroyed, he said he's coming again. And I'm telling you, he is coming again. At his command, the saints who return with Christ will leave him in the sky, come down to the earth, enter their new spiritual, heavenly, eternal bodies, be resurrected from the hands of death, and go to be with the Lord along with the other saints. Hallelujah. Now the apostle, Paul had quite a vision of what this was going to be all about. And I like what he had to say. We usually go over this scripture at the gravesite when we're about to commit someone to the ground. Paul said, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. How many of you would like to be alive yet when the Lord comes, that rapture? Some of you just can't wait to die, can you? There's only about 6 of us wanting to be alive. We want to live till Jesus comes. If we are alive, the apostle says, I'm going to tell you about a mystery. We're going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound. When the trumpet sounds, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Paul says there, the living are going to be changed, and the dead are going to be raised and made incorruptible. How many of you are finding the older you get, the more powder and paint you have to put on to cover it up? Huh? Al's putting more powder and paint on. I don't know about you, but I turn my arm over in the morning, I look, and there's wrinkles there I never had before. I've been watching some of you for 30 years, and let me tell you, you've changed. I've been watching, yeah, you got more creases than you've ever had. This body is mortal. It is corruptible. I've watched some of the saints that said a while ago, I've watched saints of God in this church come from young people to their older years. And I've watched them slip off and be with Jesus. And I've watched them struggle through the pains and the anguishes of growing older and the body decreasing. How many know this body we live in is a mortal body and it is corruptible? Yeah. It is failing us. Many times there's things that we used to do, and I hear it all the time. I can't do that anymore. What's happening? What's going on? Paul hit the nail on the head. He said, this body is corruptible. But he said, this corruptible must put on incorruption. Oh, hallelujah. This mortal shall put on immortality. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. They thought they had a handle on it in Hollywood. They call them facelifts. They call them all kinds of lifts. Not going there. Make me young. And for a while it works. And you notice that when they put their pictures on the internet or anything, they put them on from 20 years ago. When they finally die, and if you search the internet, you can finally find a picture of them like they were when they died. And you say, oh my goodness. The gel and everything else has sagged. They look good with the powder and the paint and all the stuff that they put in to, you know, make it lift. They cut here and pull these up, and they cut here and pull that up, and they cut here and pull the chin up and all kinds of things. Praise God, I'm going to keep what I've got. You're going to have to like it or not like it. God gave it to me. That's the way it's going to be. Because one of these days, this mortal is going to put in on immortality. This corruptible will put on incorruption. I'm telling you, when I get about tree line high in the rapture of the Lord, I'm going to have a brand new body. Somebody say praise the Lord. When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then, Paul says, shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. I'm somewhere over 300 funerals. Stood by the caskets of these people. Some I knew, some I never met. Young, old, tiny babies clear up to 102 years old. Death came knocking at their door. And none of them was able to say to death, wait a while. I'm not ready to go yet. Death still roams the land. Today, this day, in the 24-hour period of this day, 250,000 more or less people will meet Mr. Death. And that happens every day, 7 days a week, every month, 30-some days a month. That many people face Mr. Death. And one of these days, if we live long enough and the Lord tarries, you and I will come to that place where we will have to face the angel of death. But when he comes to the saint of God, we have victory. Hallelujah. We can say to death, when he is approaching, we can look him in the eye and we can say to him, let me tell you, old boy, you may come claim this mortal body of mine right now, but I want to let you know, you're swallowed up in the victory of the Lord's return. When he comes, death will be annihilated. When he reigns, death will take its journey. Death is swallowed up in victory. I may die physically here, but let me tell you, I shall live in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
The question is, Are you ready? I want you to notice in this statement of Jesus, or in this statement of Paul, that only the departed believers will come back with the Lord. The dead in Christ will rise first. Anyone who died without Christ will not come forth in this resurrection. They will remain in hell. Only the dead in Christ shall rise first. No unbelievers. Departed believers' bodies from all ages, recreated, reunited, and transformed into eternal bodies. And we which are alive and remain caught up with them to what? Meet the Lord in the air. Now, He could come today. He could come before we leave this building. He may wait till next week, or next month, or next year. I don't know. Could be the next 5 years or further. I don't really know when He's coming, but this one thing Jesus said in the beginning of this message, you need to be ready. Because He's coming at an hour when you do not expect Him. I want to be ready. Everyone who wants to be ready, stand with me this morning. How many are ready to lay down the old body you have?
Amen.
Why don't you turn to the neighbor and say, you don't look bad for as old as you are. Now look your neighbor in the eye and say, are you ready?